Blog Talk Radio.
Can we check the validity of everything Philly just said? Because if not, he's like a fucking savant. My favorite book quote of all time is when McKay goes, "Oh, what about the execution of your office?"
I'm all for it.
I'm all for it.
Yeah. That was the 80s.
No, it had to have been the 70s. The 72 is when you guys formed, right?
77.
77?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we started the NFL, so we don't really know.
Oh,
when,
yeah.
You know. Yeah.
That's fun.
No big deal. Decatur Staley's.
Yeah, that's fun. And
fun
we have
fact.
The same amount of Super Bowls.
Fun
it's so
fact.
Funny. We have the same amount of Super Bowls.
Does anybody
we have one.
Well, no, yeah, that's because you only were in the Super Bowl area. Let's not talk about NFL championship.
That's not, because we're not.
Well, all right.
Fair. I thought that was.
Quick question. Does anybody know what McCaskey did prior to being in football? Nobody?
Well, if you went to think who McCaskey is.
Oh, do you not? George McCaskey, the founder of the Bears, Papa Bear, he was a player, he was a coach, and he ended up being the owner of the Bears. He's the one that brought Dicka back, just so everyone's up to speed.
Wait, George Halas, now McCaskey.
Oh, did I say McCaskey?
Oh my God, that's the biggest disgrace ever.
That was shitty. Halas.
Wasn't he like a Marines guy? Or I know he left the Army for something.
That's premature, though. He was a player for who and for what? Did they get that reference?
Well, no. He was a player for the team and the owner at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Before that, honestly, I don't know.
New York Yankees center fielder.
Wow.
Yeah.
But, yeah. That's the thing. Mentioning George Halas, for all the hype Lombardi gets, I'm just going to say it now. He just got lucky that they decided to change the name from NFL Championship to Super Bowl, and that's why Lombardi gets all the hype. And really, it should be George Halas.
Oh.
Just finishing my thought on that. You even look at just total championships with the Bears. I mean, they just dominated everything. It's amazing how George Halas doesn't really get much credit when he basically started the NFL, played while being an owner and everything, but then all you hear is Lombardi, and somehow it's the Lombardi Trophy just because he got lucky.
It's a trip, man, when you really think about it. Man.
Nick, what's your favorite sports memory?
Sports memory?
Personal
play?
Like personal. I remember my favorite.
I have three that I can point to.
I was gonna say my favorite of you with you playing sports is that year you played Little League and you didn't even foul a ball.
Oh yeah, no, that was terrible. are you talking about me personally playing?
Wait, what? Whoa, what happened?
He played a year of Little League and he didn't even foul tip a ball.
The worst.
Oh, you never like even hit the
ever.
Fucking ball.
No, I was terrible.
Oh, dude. Kindred spirit, man. You know what? If you want to feel better, I think I told this on the last, is when it might have been a lost episode.
Can I interrupt you real quick?
Yeah,
please,
I did connect with one ball, but it hit my thumbnail, and my thumbnail fell off. That was the only ball
I
connected with all
year. Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, yeah. Ouch. I split my sack.
Oh,
Not my legitimate, like, not my, like, coin purse, but I was picking dandelions in the fucking outfield because they didn't know where to put me, you know? I was about the same age
born.
As Nick.
Yeah, you're like,
did you live in the middle of the street?
Dude, I'm Indian style. I'm becoming best friends with caterpillars. I'm just doing my thing. Next thing you know, I'm like, fuck, here it comes. So I hop up, try to be as athletic as you can for, like, you know, a growing boy. And then I jumped. Coincidentally enough, in Palm Coast, Florida, they named our team the Cubs. Had the whole Cubs logo and everything. I jumped. I got enough air, so apparently I was somewhat athletic. And my fucking crotch of the seam of my pants caught on, like, the top of the fence. And it fucking, all you hear is a And then not only did I look down and be like, all right, this is cool, I cried and ran off the fucking field.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm kind of a badass.
I was honestly thinking with that question more along the lines of watching other people play sports.
Okay.
Thank you, Travis, for that.
That's how I actually played sports. You asked the question.
We know
you're just
a crossover guy.
My illustrious baseball career.
Yeah, please.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I feel like it's a three-way tie, probably, and they're all pretty – I think –
we should take a poll.
The most excited in the moment, actually, was in – I mean, the Ray Allen shot was amazing, but I actually think the U.S. men's national team when Landon Donovan scored the goal in like the 93rd minute.
Sorry, I just predicted that. I mouthed the Travis. I was like, U.S. men's soccer.
No, it was amazing. I had like all my friends there. It was like my brother, Billy.
Yep.
There was like, what do we have, like a table of 20 of us almost?
Favorite
it was that
memory
place
ever?
Was going nuts.
Dude, they
it
beat,
was,
they
it
beat
was,
fucking
it was awesome.
Algeria, man.
Yeah, but I mean, it's cool, but like, how can your favorite sports thing ever be like? I mean, let's all be honest. Every we
like
all
a team
were
that
bad,
you don't watch.
Yeah, we all were.
We
bad,
watch
bad
USA
regiment.
Men's soccer.
Okay, so Tim
yeah, no,
Howard,
no.
Would you blow
the
them,
first
or
all,
what's the deal?
First of all, you're talking about Bradford, like, even if you go, even if you're in the heart of Chicago watching like a Bulls finals game or something, there's some douchebag in the bar that's rooting against your team, right?
Yeah,
like there's always somebody. In this, it's USA versus Algeria. Nobody's voting for – or nobody's rooting for Algeria. Literally everybody in that bar was
that,
rooting
that
for
was Algerian bastard.
Everybody was unified in that moment. And, like, and the best thing about it was, because it's soccer, you really didn't think that was coming. You were just, like – you kind of already resigned to this fate of, like, oh, well, I guess we're going home. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, when we all wrote it off,
no,
Landon Donovan just comes screaming in and scores a goal.
It was the last play of the group play. So the way the World Cup works is they're divided into groups of four teams. The top two teams of each group, they advance to each round. The Algerians right there, I think they had no chance of advancing, and they were trying their best just to keep the tie going against USA. It was 0-0 in the 90th minute, and we all and in soccer – there's 90 plus minutes. They play 90 minutes and then they had stoppage time. And in stoppage time, there was a save by Tim Howard. He threw the ball up and then the USA came down and they scored the winning goal in stoppage time.
That old goalie
to advance to the next round, to the knockout round of the World Cup. And I mean, I totally agree. That was definitely. Excuse me, a top moment of sports. Nick, you said there's three, so there's one more?
Yeah, I mean, the Jameis Winston pass to Kelvin Benjamin in the 2013 FSU National Championship game, that was pretty ridiculous.
Against Auburn?
That was,
so, hey, you're a big FSU fan. Let's get right back to that. But Kelvin Benjamin, is he going to light up the NFL or no?
I completely believe he is. I mean, he's unfortunately been hobbled by injuries, but I think he's like I think I wholeheartedly believe that if he was playing in the Super Bowl, they win that game. But Kelvin Benjamin is like for watching
you're right,
him,
you're right. Who Jericho Cottrell,
State, he was unbelievable. He's huge, man. He's ridiculous. He's a force.
His highlights were no joke, man. I know. I would assume you play fantasy, man. Kelvin Benjamin was one of those guys that I was thinking about, and then he got injured, and I was like, oh, well, I'll write it off. But like, this
you know,
year,
it's funny you say that because I think I will ever draft another fantasy player that I actually personally like because invariably one of my top three picks will be hurt for the entire year within the first two games.
Oh, you
invariably.
Know. My guy that I like picking a lot is Jamal Charles, and he's a fucking stud. But the past 2 years, he's always gotten hurt, so I'm just like, I'm over it.
I personally think that NFL players should pay me money not to draft them. It's
What is the concept right now? Antonio Brown and Rob Gronkowski, those are the top two. I would
Antonio
imagine.
Brown's number one.
Yeah,
Charlie,
I'm accepting highest bidder not to draft you.
Him or Julio?
But last year.
Oh, Julio! I drafted him like I think first overall 1 year in the PPR league. And he got hurt, like, first game of the season, not for the year.
Yeah.
Maybe it was second game.
No love for ODB?
No.
I'm sorry?
ODB last year.
2 years
ODB
in. He missed four games his first year. He missed a few games last year. He's a guy,
touchdown machine.
You're going Antonio Brown, number one overall, I think, especially in the PPR league. You have to go him.
PPR?
By the way, as a Florida State fan, the Cowboys will rue the day they didn't take Jalen Ramsey. I will say that.
You don't like Zeke Elliott?
No, I think Jalen Ramsey was the clear pick there.
But Jalen doesn't have any production as far as interceptions go. I mean, I guess you can make the argument that no one threw his way, but, I mean, as a safety, I mean, I don't...
Can I just go on record saying that I really feel like Ezekiel Elliott is going to be the next Ryan Leaf hashtag slash Johnny Manziel.
Why
I feel
are you
like
hashtagging
this,
things? Don't hashtag.
did I hashtag?
You hashtag.
I get a little lost in 2016 sometimes. I might throw an emoji in here.
Because
yeah,
we're so old now.
Time. It's crazy.
I'm sorry,
no,
I'm
but I really feel like Ezekiel Elliott's going to – no. No. I just don't see him lighting it up. It's the loud guys that always fuck up. You know what I mean? Like, when did a loud guy come out of college and just go off?
Was Randy loud or
who?
Not yet?
Richard Sherman was loud out of college?
Yeah, Richard Sherman's always been loud. Same with Josh Norman, both of them.
Were they loud out of college?
Out of college, I mean...
No,
that's all.
Cam Newton.
He got drafted in the fucking fifth round.
Cam Newton
was first overall.
What? So what's your argument then? He was loud in college. He's loud now.
No. I'm saying loud. Like, I'm going to be the shit. Like, basically, Ezekiel Elliott is kind of like held that demeanor. Like, I'm going to be the shit. And
I don't think there's ever any quotes about that. He just wears half shirts and he has abs.
But then, there's a lot of guys that have better abs than Ezekiel Elliott.
Okay, but
I know dudes' abs. And but
there's no way that in three consecutive games, including Big Ten championship, the playoffs,
you
know, and
me.
Then
the journey from graduation.
Listen to what I'm saying though, real quick. The Big Ten championship, the playoff game, and the NCAA championship. He had 200, 250, and 200 yards.
That's amazing, but it's humbling going into the NFL. Bottom line.
Yeah, but I mean, you still got abs.
There's a lot of undrafted guys that are future first ballot Hall of Famers.
Just saying.
So
there's not a lot. There's a few.
I don't think Antonio Gates is going to do anything.
Antonio Gates is undrafted.
He's not undrafted. Disagree with that one. I think it was fifth round out of Kent State, if I had to guess.
Greg, this
is your fucking show. If you want to, you know, take over at any point, please tell us.
I really
shut up.
Hate your guest.
No, yeah. Tell us to shut up at any point.
That Nick guy's all right, but that Billy guy, ugh.
Maybe
he gets one night out away from the wife.
Maybe sixth round.
He just gets lit.
Are we betting right now? Maybe sixth round. All right.
No, he's undrafted. It was on top 10 NFL Network.
Do it.
Why do you think your boy Nick's so silent over there? You know Nick's got NFL Network.
Nick does not have
NFL
Network. Nick lives in Tennessee. There's no.
There's no.
You in Tennessee? I thought you were in Florida this whole time.
I just moved to Tennessee like 2 months ago.
Oh, congratulations. Whereabouts in Tennessee?
I don't know if congratulations are in order from Florida to Tennessee, but I'll accept it.
We're trying to be cordial here, Nick. Billy, you realize you're going to have to say, Daddy, you're right.
I'll never say, Daddy, you're right, but I think you might be right.
Oh, bam. Rod Smith and Antonio Gates. Woo! 199th overall, not too far away, not too shabby, my man from Michigan. He was under Drew Henson. You might have known.
Real quick, Billy, do you think, because I don't know if you guys could hear me earlier, I was trying to say that I don't think Derrick Henry is going to do jack shit in the NFL when he gets there.
Derrick Henry? Oh, system running back from fucking Alabama?
All right, fine. Antonio Gates was not drafted.
Whatever. Can we get a pew, pew, pew?
Derrick Henry, that's a weird situation he's in. I mean, they signed DeMarco Murray. They got Mike Mularkey as a head coach. I mean, if a head coach's name is any
Sounds
indication.
Sounds like a bunch of Mularkey to me.
Exactly. Of any prediction of their future. I mean, it's weird, man. And then they drafted right tackle Taylor Decker coming out of Michigan State. I remember that. Jack Conklin, excuse me. They got Jack Conklin. So I don't know what Tennessee's doing. I don't know what Derrick Henry's going to do. I never really liked Mariota coming out of college. So I don't know. I agree. I don't think Henry's going to do that much. I think he's a one step, like, what do you call it? A single cut guy. He's a guy that needs a little bit of a running room to get going. He's not a quick guy, and those big guys.
I don't think he can create his own space.
Other than Brandon Jacobs, who only had a few years where he was in his, you know, a solid starting running back. I mean,
my name's Billy. I'm trying to save face with the fact that I didn't know that Antonio Gates was undrafted.
Oh,
was that?
Calm down. I got one thing.
No. I had a chip lodged.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, so you named two undrafted, including John Randall. So that's three that were undrafted that are going to be Hall of Famers.
John Randall, fun about the. Do you guys know about the chain story?
No.
He wasn't going to make weight, so he threw, you know how you throw a chains over your neck when you're doing dips? Billy, you wouldn't know anything about this. But,
he threw it in. You should see this guy's arms in real life. Holy shit, Travis.
Hey, Billy, do a pull up.
I can do two.
Oh, wait, your boy Nick just left? Oh, man, this is slowly becoming legend.
I think you guys should just do a live, for your first video show, you guys should just arm wrestle.
Just flex?
Arm wrestle?
Oh, dude, he fucked me up.
Yeah, no, let's do something that's, yeah. That
might can we show our dicks?
No. I don't think that would be very popular with the female viewers.
Well, Billy might lose his demographic, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's what they call it, my demographic.
Oh, man, dude. Bill, that was a good one. I like that.
You're making a point?
I don't know, man. I don't know. The execution, man, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was just going to say, like, did you guys have
please,
any,
Greg, at any point, take over your fucking show.
Just rock your show, dude. Because...
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, like, if you guys had any, like, finishing thoughts, just things that you really wanted, like,
no,
like
my fantasy
away.
Is, Greg,
no,
me and you
finishing,
on the beach.
Not
oh,
fantasy.
You should always wrap it up. I mean, 2016, you don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, no,
it
we'll
fall off.
Wrap it up. But, yeah, I guess.
I accept Travis's apology.
Okay. Fair enough. I'm glad you caught that. We did a crazy fucking wormhole. Can I just say, like, how we went down, like, this... We went down this crazy, like...
That's why...
Man, this is a journey.
Yeah, that's...
I kind of feel like I was in... You guys remember Jungle Book, the original one? Like,
oh, I did have one more thing that I wanted
to say,
Travis. Oh, fuck.
I feel like I'm about to get in trouble.
Remember when you guys were talking about your favorite sports movies? And,
yeah.
I take issue with putting Remember the Titans up there.
What the
that
fuck?
Movie was terrible.
What are you an Any Given Sunday kind of jerk off?
No. It has nothing to do with football. Nothing at all. It just it has one of the worst movie tropes of all time. The child in the movie is like the smartest person, like always helping the dad out or, you know, giving the dad wisdom and guiding them through. Like, I cannot stand movies that do that.
Well, I mean, then again, you grew up watching Westerns in that 50s, that kid. I remember you always hated the
all
kid.
All right. You know, that's a good note. All right, give me your five right now, and I won't hold you to it, but just off the top, give me your top five sports movies of all time. And I know you've had time to think about it. So just, bam, I want a rapid fire.
Okay, rapid fire top five sports movies. I'd say, does Tin Cup count? Because I really like that movie.
Sure.
You're grasping at straws. Come on.
No, that's a sports movie. Sure.
I mean, yeah. Anyways, I love Field of Dreams. Sucker for Field of Dreams.
For someone who doesn't like baseball, that's really random.
I love that movie. I really I love Rocky. I actually like Rocky II the best.
Oh.
Rocky II.
What? Rocky II?
Yes, Rocky II. I love Rocky II.
Okay, all right. I'm going to – yeah, keep going.
To be fair, I haven't seen Creed, though. So,
all right.
Dude, stop piggybacking Bill, man.
All right.
What do you want? What do you like?
Let's see.
Jaws is technically a sports movie, right?
What?
Jaws. Going fishing.
Jaws, I mean, yeah, it's fishing, right?
You guys like Rocky, dude. He shoots him in the fucking face and he blows up. I mean, that's pretty much the most epic fishing sport.
I mean,
okay.
Yeah, Robert Shaw's performance in that is Quentin alone. I mean, yeah.
Do you remember
okay,
the name
fucking,
Robert Shaw?
Yeah, absolutely.
I fucking
so,
love Robert Shaw in that
might
movie.
Be the greatest movie scene of all
oh,
time.
Oh, God, he's so fucking good.
All right, so where are we at? Was that gives you two more, right?
Yeah, three more.
Two more? Two more, I
is
think.
It, is it two more, right?
Field of Dreams, Tin Cup, and Rocky II. Mm. Let's go with. Oh my God. I'm gonna hate myself as I say this
just
movie,
do
but
it.
I just love it for the rewatchability. The Replacements is pretty.
Oh no! No!
Dude. Yes. Okay, guys, you understand? Like, he fucking rips me apart. I see The Replacements like. Oh, it's a great movie. Yes, Nick. He fucking gets it. Nick gets it.
It's bad but good and funny and
it's amazing.
I don't see how you can hate that movie.
What part's funny?
Dude, there's
parts where you're like, huh.
It was
is
like,
there any
you.
Ever part that's like, ha ha ha?
Like, it was fuck you.
That's
fuck
funny.
You. It was fuck
when they're
you,
introducing
like,
the players that they're
going to
get, and
first.
John Favreau was like putting a guy's head in acid or something. That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, are you kidding me? He's like, or you could just finish scraping shit off the people, so off the top of other, or off the bottom of other people's toys. Like, come on.
Anyways, you got one more.
No, yeah. No, you're
one,
a hater.
One more.
Fucking hate us because they ain't us.
Yeah, I'll stand by. I'll stand by the replacement.
What's your number
I
one, man?
Fifth one. Jesus, I know I'm leaving stuff out. I really like. I mean, honestly, I really like Warrior. Warrior is really good.
Warrior. Dude,
no love
it.
For
D2. Yeah.
I thought he was gonna hit us with,
again.
Like,
you know what's
Miami.
Funny is you're talking about Field of Dreams, which is a baseball movie. You said earlier
I
you don't
hate
watch
Kevin Costner.
Baseball. Warrior, an MMA movie. I think it transcends sports. That's why I put Warrior number one overall.
Dude,
yep.
Shut up. Your best friend just said number two is fucking the replacement. So
I mean,
don't
to be fair,
it.
Would Gladiator count? Because
nah,
it's
not sports,
sport.
Man. That's just badass.
No, I'd say no.
Yeah.
Well, here's a like follow up. I guess not including the Warrior. We'll just say like, you know, major
just Warrior.
Major sports.
Please.
Like NBA, NFL,
what would your
MLB.
Five be?
Or my well, my question was, why hasn't there been like a truly great sports movie like they were pumping them out in the 80s and 90s? Why did that die off?
Well, because they were corny, and then people called them out for being corny, and then I think with today's rule changes, you're just like, ah, that wouldn't fly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what?
Miracle was actually pretty well done, though.
Miracle
I
was
like
very
Miracle.
Well done, yeah.
Wait, what's the one? Is that the one with Wahlberg?
No,
Capali?
That's Invincible.
No.
Miracle was the Kurt Russell, the 1980 USA
say that
hockey,
Vince Papale,
USA hockey team.
Yeah, Vince Papale. Cool Runnings. No love for
hockey.
Cool Runnings?
No. No.
No.
High
I,
most
I
contrived
do, I do think that
piece of shit.
I do think that there hasn't really been.
You like those
I mean,
nitty-gritties, huh?
All the basketball movies have been kind of weak. Like, White Man Can't Jump is okay.
On.
He got game back great. And I don't care what
White
people
Man
say.
Can't
Big
Jump
Jam was,
count,
is only good if you're eight or under.
No love for Hoosiers? Too racist?
Mm.
No. Well, I think Hoosiers is boring.
Hoosiers is pretty boring.
Why
would
somebody slam Duncan? That's racist.
I mean, Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf.
The basketball movie.
Well, Air Bud.
Air Bud. Air Bud 2, Golden Receiver.
Yeah, as long as we're on this 90s
Come
kick,
on.
Does any of you guys remember Homeward Bound?
Of course.
No,
everyone
of course.
Everyone fucking
yeah.
remembers
I
still
By the way, I do remember someone brought up Heavyweights, and I just got to say, Heavyweights is like the best. I love that movie.
Heavyweights,
Ben
yeah. What were we talking about childhood stars, and then they were like, oh, yeah, those are all. It was James Driscoll, your buddy Driscoll.
Yeah. Heavyweights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Goldberg from Mighty Ducks was in it. Carp from Mighty Ducks was in it.
Are you like gritty? Do you like Basketball Diaries?
No.
Mark Wahlberg.
Kenan Thompson was in Heavyweights also.
For Mighty Ducks 2. Go on, just naming all the Mighty Ducks people.
D2, brother?
Yeah.
Quack. I started quack. Hey, Nick, I started a quack chant and your boy fucking left me hanging. That's a pretty shitty move.
Yep.
Well, dude, if
yeah,
you start a quack
chant, very defensible.
No, if we were all right, if we were doing a scrimmage game and there was a flying V forming and he was over here like, well, I don't know, the chick was cute. That's pretty much the same as not doing a quack chant. I don't know. What do you think, Greg?
I don't know.
All
I
right.
feel like you kind of have to go.
All right.
If someone starts a quack chant, you have to support it.
You got to, yeah. You got to back up a quack chant, man. So that's like a slow clap, but for badasses. No?
Yeah,
all right. Well, thanks for helping me out there, guys. I'm out. I'm fucking – I don't know what else to say.
All right. Then, yeah, I guess this sums up this special guest episode with bringing on the men in scoring position, live coming to you live from the Laugh Factory in Chicago. Thanks for coming on. It was a blast.
Dude, thank you so much for having us, man.
Thank
absolutely.
You.
As it's already linked in the description, you can check them out on SoundCloud.
Can't wait to come up there and see you guys in person.
Dude,
yeah,
so what's up, man? When are you coming up?
I'm trying to figure that out. School's starting up soon, so maybe like during spring break or something.
Yeah,
sure.
I'm
trying
to figure it out.
I'll be in Panama City. You'll be up here. It'll be perfect.
Okay, great. I don't know. I'll try to hash it out because I haven't seen Billy in what like it's been like what 3 years now?
Yeah,
two, three years.
At least.
Too long.
Yeah, 2 or 3 years.
And Billy, we gotta work on a contingency plan in case Donald Trump gets elected to just move to some different country.
Fucking A.
Oh, should we go political here?
No. On that note.
All right. On that note, thanks to anyone who listened, and thanks for stopping by. Have a great night.
Thanks a lot, Nick.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later.
Adios, guys. Take it easy.